Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Kilgo. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 25. Inasmuch as many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the things that have been accomplished among us, just as those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word have delivered them to us, it seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things you have been taught. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife, the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you, and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent, and unable to speak, until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service was ended, he went to his home. After these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me, to take away my reproach among people. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, it is the devil's aim to steal and kill and destroy. So says our Lord. And one of the most terrible ways that he does this is by bringing about all manner of uncertainty to our consciences. The devil wants us to wonder whether it's true that we've been created in the image of God, whether it's true that God desires what's good for us, whether it's true that our Lord has taken on flesh and blood and become man for our sake, whether it's true that Jesus has shed his holy and precious blood for us, to bring us out of the bondage of sin and death and into life and immortality, whether it's true that in Christ death is but a sleep, whether it's true that our baptism has clothed us with Christ, or whether the absolution really forgives our sins, or whether the Lord's Supper is truly the body and blood of our Lord Jesus. The devil wants us to be uncertain, and so he questions and pokes and prods like he always does. Did God actually say? And fighting against that temptation is this wonderful introduction to St. Luke's Gospel. It seemed good to me also, having followed all things closely for some time past, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may have certainty concerning the things that you have been taught. That you may have certainty. This is one of the most marvelous purposes of the Scriptures, that we would have certainty concerning what our Lord has taught us, certainty in all his promises, certainty amidst all the attacks of the devil, certainty in our salvation and our eternal life, certainty in our baptism, certainty in the words of the absolution, certainty in the Holy Supper, because we know that our Lord does not lie to us. When the devil comes and brings these attacks, tempts us to doubt and to despair, when he comes with his stealing and killing and his destroying lies, we can therefore, with these words, confidently respond, "Thus it is written, thus our Lord has spoken, and thus it is certain." In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your heart and mind through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. God of majesty, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, we give you thanks for David, who through the Psalter gave your people hymns to sing with joy in our worship on earth, so that we may glimpse your beauty. Bring us to the fulfillment of that hope of perfection that will be ours as we stand before your unveiled glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.